welcome to Destination East County with your host, Rebecca Williamson.
And Leon Thompson, bringing you the top festivals, events, and attractions across East County
each week.
This is Miriam Raftery.
And this is Ed Barena.
Guest hosting this week's Destination East County, which includes Hawk Watching in Alpine, California Dreamin' in Anza Borrego, and Visions at Mission Trails Regional Park.
Plus, we'll have previews of coming attractions, including Breakfast with Supervisor Diane Jacob, Food and Wine Pairing in Ramona, and Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. So stay tuned for all of these events and more.
The nonprofit Anza Borrego Desert History Association in Borrego Springs announces a special two-day program entitled California Dreamin', the Immigration and Migration History of California. It will be held in Borrego Springs on January 29th and 30th. This two-day event will bring together a best-selling author, anthropologist, historian, and genetic anthropologist to tell the full story of movement over time into what is now known as the Golden State. Pre-registration is required and space is limited. You can register online at the Anza Borrego Desert History Association website, and that's abdnha.org.
Hawkwatch, a free celebration of raptors, will take place at the Wildlife Research Institute in Ramona Grasslands at 10 a.m. each Saturday in January and February, rain or shine. You can observe both wintering and resident raptors such as the golden eagle, bald eagle, ferruginous hawk, red-tailed hawk, prairie falcon, red-shouldered hawk, and burrowing owl. In all, 19 species of raptors have been recorded at this raptor hotspot, where you'll learn the life histories of these beautiful birds, as well as the importance of the Ramona Grassland ecosystem. In addition to wild raptors, you will also see trained raptors and owls up close. Bring binoculars if you have them, though scopes will be available. Refreshments, coffee, and pastries will also be provided. For more information, visit wildlife-research.org.
Mission Trails Regional Park guide and experienced birder Winona Solik will lead a free educational bird identification class in the park on Saturday, January 30th at 1 o'clock. The hour-and-a-half class will help increase your enjoyment of nature by teaching you 5 simple techniques to identify birds at a glance. You will also learn how to use a field guide, so bring one along if you have it. Classes meet at the Visitor Center in Classroom A on January 30th and the last Saturday of every month from January through October at 1 o'clock. The class is free and open to the public with no reservations required. You can get details at mtrp.org. That's the Mission Trails Regional Park website.
The Hakumba hikers and walkers will be hitting the trail to a garnet mine on January 30th. Along the 4-mile figure-eight loop trail, hikers will encounter a waterfall, exhilarating views, and other hidden treasures of the high desert area. This hike is rated moderate to hard, and dogs are not allowed. Meet at 8 a.m. at the Hakumba Spawn Resort on Old Highway 80. Breakfast is available at the spa starting at 7 a.m., and lunch is available after the hike. Bring a swimsuit and towel for soaking in mineral hot springs after the hike, courtesy of the spa.
The East County Chamber of Commerce's annual Citizen of the Year luncheon will take place on Monday, February 1st from noon to 2 p.m. at the El Cajon Elks Lodge on Washington Avenue. You're invited to join the chamber as they honor the El Cajon Citizen of the Year, Humberto Cabrera. For reservations, you can visit eastcountychamber.org.
January is Health Awareness Month in Santee. To help increase health awareness in the city of Santee, California Health Network has partnered with dozens of organizations and companies to offer free and discounted health and fitness classes and services. Whether you're looking for free kickboxing and yoga lessons, tennis, personal trainers, or free checkups of your vision, hearing, spinal alignment, or blood pressure, or discounts on other services ranging from dental care to massages, you can find it all this month at californiahealthnetwork.org.
There's still time to visit Visions, an exhibition at Mission Trails Regional Park featuring 6 award-winning artists. Their colorful works celebrating nature will be on display in the Mission Trails Regional Park Visitor Center Art Gallery through January 29th. For directions and more details, you can visit mtrp.org.
Saps at Sea is the name of a group of movie lovers who have met for 38 years to enjoy old-time fun movies with Laurel and Hardy, Buster Keaton, and Looney Tunes. This week's showing includes Wrong Way from 1929 with Blue Boy the Horse, then Alley-Oop with comedian Buster Keaton. Saps at Sea have even reintroduced the intermission for treats and conversation. After Porky Pig in Mayhem, you'll see a Laurel and Hardy double feature with Laughing Gravy and the 1932 classic The Chimp. Saturday, January 30th, at Williams Hall in the Trinity Church on Kenwood Drive in Spring Valley. Doors open at 6:30. That'll be Saturday, January 30th at Williams Hall at the Trinity Church on Kenwood Drive in Spring Valley. For more information, you can visit sapsatsea.com.
Now for a preview of coming attractions. The La Mesa Chamber of Commerce invites you to attend the first breakfast meeting on Wednesday, February 10th at 7:30 at Marie Callender's on Alvarado Road in San Diego. Supervisor Diane Jacob will be the featured guest speaker. Reservations may be made at their website, lamesachamber.com.
The Barona Cultural Museum has some interesting classes coming up. Coming up, there will be a spear-making class on February 6th and a native foods yucca cooking class on March 12th. All classes are from 10:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. For costs and reservations, visit baronamuseum.org.
Just in time for Valentine's Day, Chef John Little Catering will create a special evening at Vineyard Grant James in Ramona. The chef will serve a five-course tasting menu designed to showcase the best new wine releases at Grant James in the Old Barn. The culinary adventure will also include tasting locally made cheeses presented by Kim Sparrow from Cheeses at the Cave, along with fruits. The event will be held on Saturday and Sunday, February 13th and 14th, and it will include a special cheese dusted in cocoa designed to pair with Delphinus wine, chocolate, and fruit. For more information and reservations, you can visit vineyardgrantjames.com.
Together for over 23 years, the band Big Bad Voodoo Daddy will appear in concert at Sequan's Casino Live and Up Close Concert Series on February 12th. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, famously named after an autograph by blues legend Albert Collins, sold millions of records and has had their music appear in hundreds of movies and television shows. With sold-out concerts in the Hollywood Bowl and Lincoln Center and appearances with many of the country's finest symphony orchestras, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy continues its decades-long mission to celebrate and revitalize jazz and swing music, America's unique and original musical art form. For tickets, see Sequan.com.
That's all for this week. You can find details on all of these events and more on our calendar and in our festivals and events section online at eastcountymagazine.org.
If you have an event you'd like added to our calendar, or if you would like to sponsor the Destination East County column on our website or the Destination East County show on KNSJ Radio, you can contact editor at eastcountymagazine.org. Destination East County is the most read feature on our website.
We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions in San Diego's East County.
See you around, East County.